Very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, July the 21st, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're looking at the general mood in the country as political parties continue to hold rallies in different parts of the country ahead of general elections next month. But will these elections be free and fair? But before we delve into our main topic, let's take a look at what's happening in China. U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate Change, John Kerry, and his team met with their Chinese counterparts in Beijing this week. VOA's Laurel Bowman reports that meetings were short on specifics and drew mixed reviews from close watchers of the climate talks.
At talks this week in Beijing, U.S. Climate Envoy John Kerry said the threat of global warming requires global leadership, including from the world's top two polluters, the United States and China.
And the climate issue is not a bilateral issue in our judgment. President Biden believes, as I think most of the world does, that the climate crisis is a universal threat to humankind. And we all have a responsibility to deal with it as rapidly as we can. And we hope we will leave other issues to the side.
Chinese officials made some hopeful comments during Kerry's visit, but China's top leadership said Wednesday that the country would move at its own pace to protect the environment. The nation has a way to go, some experts say.
In the last year, a lot of China's action has actually gone backwards. We've seen their emissions go up the highest in any single year period. We've seen coal power plant approvals go up. We've seen the domestic consumption of coal go up.
Climate talks between the U.S. and China had been stalled for roughly a year because of national security, technology, and ideology issues. So the re-engagement between the two countries is in itself an important step, some experts say.
That is a step that could produce potentially enhanced action in each of the two countries, and also a step that will potentially support enhanced action globally, as the world's two biggest economies and two biggest emitters need to be coordinating and communicating.
Holtman says the U.S. and China are wrestling with questions about developing renewable energy, deploying electric vehicle fleets, and curbing the emission of gases such as methane. But other experts were watching for news of concrete agreements.
What they had in China was really a clearing of the air, a display and a discussion of what's working and what's not working. No agreement came out of this, I think largely because there is this very large backlog of issues.
I think this is a small win for the U.S.-China relationship as a whole, and the stabilization of that relationship. But I think on climate change especially, any significant breakthrough has really been punted down the road.
Further talks are reportedly planned between the U.S. and China before the COP28 climate talks this year in Dubai. Laurel Berman, VOA News, Washington.
Coming back to Zimbabwe today, the opposition MDCT led by Douglas Monzora was in court seeking to get 87 of its aspiring candidates whose payment was denied during nomination to be permitted to participate in this year's polls. The court ordered that MDCT and the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC, file affidavits since having oral evidence from 87 candidates could take forever. Monzora had this to say.
Wongu magweta gadzisa nyaya. Tiku fara kuti nyaya ii yakuno pezu kwa zwe chimbi. Tichi tarisa magwaro aripo. Asi chokwa ndiche kuti Zimbabwe Election Commission ili kukanganisa campaign ye MDC. Vanu warikuramba kuti ma candidates edu apinde. Avazi vanu watu kukizana nao. Wakafanana ni ZANU PF, kana CCC, kana mamwe mapato. Ii Zimbabwe Election Commission pa chayo. Saka tiriku risana na referee, asiriku kutonga shakanaga. Zirikuitika apate sokuti MDC, ili kumakwa iri kumakirwa nyaya yekuti yakaendesa ZEC delimitation court nenyaya yechi delimitation report cheutsotsi. Saka nyaya ichanzwika next week. Asi vakwikwidzi vedu makandidates edu akupiwa less than 30 days. Zviri unfair ku MDC izvozvo. Asi tinokumbira vana veZimbabwe kuti tinyadzise muvengi tovhotera bato iroro rakamakwa reMDC. Ramira nevana veZimbabwe kuti kuno muZimbabwe muno panodiwa sarudzo dzakachena.
Vamunzira muri kutarisa kukunda mu kesi yenyu iyo.
Tiri kuona tikachitarisa zviripo hapana chekuramba chinorambidza kuti tikunde ipapo. Mai Valerio vakaendesa nyaya yavo ine yakafanana neyedu yataendesa. Vakanzi ne court nezuro vanofanira kunge vachiiswa paballot paper. Tinozviziva kuti Zeki iri kuzviziva kuti vanhu vedu vane kesi yakasimba, asi varoda kudhileya chete kuti tisawana mukana wakanaka wekukambena navamwe.
That there was MDC tea leader Douglas Monzora in Harare speaking to Studio 7's Rutendo Mawere. Meanwhile, in the country's second largest city, Bulawayo, the Citizens Coalition for Change Party was also in the courts seeking to have 12 of its own candidates stay on the ballot paper after 12 applications from the ruling ZANU-PF party sought for nullification of the nominations of the candidates. The lawyer representing the 12 applicants, Advocate Tembinkosi Magwalimba, says he is confident his clients will win their case.
This morning, the court then decided to hear arguments on the merits and render a judgment both on the preliminary points and on the merits at the same time. That means that if the court upholds the preliminary points which have the effect of defeating the application, it will not need to make a ruling on the merits of the matter. The application will fail at that stage. But if the application dismisses the preliminary points, it means that the court will have to deal with the merits, and if it deals with the merits, it must decide whether the nominations were valid or not valid. If they were invalid, then the nominations will be set aside and the named candidates will not be candidates in the election on 23 August. But if the court dismisses our application, then of course they will remain as candidates and their candidature would have been confirmed. We are quite confident about the prospects of success of our case. I think it's a case which has merit, and I think the court is likely to be convinced by our arguments.
That was Advocate Tembinkosi Magwalimba in Bulawayo. This week, the ruling ZANU-PF party took its campaign trail to Kadoma, where Vice President Constantino Chiwenga addressed party members. He said his party was looking for 6 million votes.
6 million. $6 million. Easy. Say. We want to get this in our way to do that. We want to put a shoe on it. I want. Pamper Bernas and PF. I'm ready. Pamper Bernas and PF. I'm ready. Pamper Bernas President of the Amazon.
Boo. That day was Vice President Constantino Chiwenga in Kadoma. The CCC also had its own campaign rally in Chivi, where Party President Nelson Chamisa promised his members that he would improve the economy, amongst other things, should he be voted into power. Some of his party members broke into song and dance before his arrival. Those were CCC members singing and dancing at a rally in Chivi. On that note, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Tonight on Live Talk, we are discussing about the preparations for the general elections. And to discuss this issue, we are joined from here in the United States by Tim Moringai of the CCC. Welcome to the program, Tim.
Thank you very much.
We see that your party is now on the campaign train in Zimbabwe. How do you think your party is faring so far?
I think as everybody is evidence and seeing, we are doing pretty well. And in a free and fair environment, we will actually exceed these expectations. So, yeah, it's been going on pretty well, despite the first rallies being banned. Right now, we're on a roll.
While we're waiting there, we're waiting for Mr. Xavier Zavare of ZANU-PF to also join us. As soon as he's ready, we'll be going straight to him. Vamuringai, mungatisana nguruo kuti, bato renyu ruku fara ere, nema fambiro arikuita gaziro, yenyu parijino.
Yeah, kana tichitaura nyaya mai rally arikuitika, tukuti aiwa no, zvofana kunge zvichiitika, sezvirikungooneka umboo hwekuti vanhu vamirira kuti President Chamisa musi waAugust 23 vachienda zvavo kuState House.
Mm-hmm. Tinoona zvakare vamwe vanga vari kuchema-chema vachiti vari kuwanikwa ivo vachirambidzwa kupinda pane dzimwe nzvimbo. Izvi zvakagadziriswa here izvi? Okay, ndofunga ndema Zavare vari on the line.
Okay, okay.
Yes, welcome to the program, Mr. Zavare.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. We saw that your own party also has been on the campaign trail, and we saw their Deputy President Constantino Chiwenga in Kadoma saying that you are chasing for 6 million votes. Are you confident you're going to get these 6 million votes?
We are confident that we are going to win the election. Of course, our target is for us to be voted back into power by everyone who is registered as a voter.
Mm-hmm.
We have no reason to doubt our capacity to mobilize, but most importantly, we have no reason to doubt the faith and confidence of Zimbabwe in us to give us an overwhelming win in this election.
Mm-hmm. They've also been
that is what we have invested in, and that is what we are investing in.
Mm-hmm. There have also been complaints that some of your members have been harassing members of the opposition in some areas when they are also trying to campaign. What's your view?
Well, the opposition is always mourning all the time. It's an old song, a tired song that they often sing all the time. But we must know that this is a contest. Contestation is in of political ideas, political manifestos, political aspirations. In some instances, yes, as it is, people sometimes through their passion, they may decide to have heated arguments, not necessarily violence, but just heated arguments. Doing what in sport they call gamemanship. So those things do happen. The only thing is others then, they also do it, but they like to moan and complain a lot about political gamemanship, which is really not something that we should be concerned about, and which also happens in all political fields. I mean, in America, you would see that political gamemanship. Joe Biden's team is currently attacking Donald Trump's team and so forth. That's all part of political gamemanship.
Let me go over now to you, Mr. Muringai. Murikunzwa zviri kutaurwa navazavare. Hanzi aiwa vanhu vari kungoedzana masimba. Hapana zvakanyanya zviri kuitika panyaya yemhirizhonga iri kutaurwa iyo kuti iri kuwanikwa kune dzimwe nzvimbo. Imi munoti chii takatarisa mamiriro ezvinhu munyika?
Ayo, nyaya iripo ndeyekuti mapolice report tiri kuendesa. Saka kana vachiti vanzi hapana mhirizhonga, then I don't think they are trying to
Okay, Mr. Zavare is saying he can't hear Mr. Muringai, so we'll try and see what we can do. But carry on, Mr. Muringai.
Okay. Nyaya yacho taura ndeyekuti ivo vari kutaura vezano kuti hanzi hapana mhirizhonga, but maripota ari kuenda mapurisa, evidence iri kubuda pasocial media. But hazvishamise nekuti zano PF has been doing it for 43 years, saka they will never change. Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti ezvinezvi vanhu vagadzirira change. President Chamisa and all our champions have always said we are a peaceful party and we are ready for these elections. They've tried everything to sideline us, but by the grace of God, tichiripo. So we're just saying to ZANU-PF, play the fair game, and we'll see where it ends, because our people are ready for change.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I will go to you, Mr. Zavare. We're hearing there, Mr. Muringai of the CCC, saying ZANU-PF should play a fair game in this election. What do you say?
Well, like I said earlier on, but I don't know why they think we are not playing a fair game. What we are simply doing as ZANU-PF is to focus on our political campaign, is to focus on the aspirations of the Zimbabwean electorate. That is what we are doing as ZANU-PF. And that is our preoccupation. It is to make sure that we provide leadership for the country. It is to make sure that we meet the aspirations of our people in building hospitals and providing medicine for our health, in making sure we support the parents that their education go to, their children go to school for education, that we build roads, and that we provide dams for our agriculture, and that we provide employment through all the things that we are doing in the mining industry, through the beneficiation which President Emmerson Mnangagwa has been speaking about throughout. That is what is preoccupying us as ZANU-PF, and I don't know why these other guys are obsessed with our ability instead of them trying to build on their own. We've got the capacity to deliver. We have delivered throughout the history of our country post-independence, and we will continue delivering for the Zimbabwean people through Vision 2030, as you would be aware. That is the aspiration of ZANU-PF, to make sure our country, the Republic of Zimbabwe, is an upper middle income economy by 2030. And thank we are you. Working through that.
Thank you there, Mr. Zavare of ZANU-PF. I'll come to you, Mr. Muringai. Tinoona kuti nemusi wesvondo, tinenge tasvika pa 1 month kana kuti mwedzi chete kuti vanhu vachibuda vachienda kunovhota. Pane zvamuri kuita here sebato kuti muedze kukwezva vanhu kuti vabude mudzimba, vaende kunovhota pachadedzerwa kuti vhoti yatanga?
Pane maprogram anenge akati one day atiri kuita, and not just muZimbabwe but in the surrounding region, kuti vese vakaregistwa kuvhota, especially kuSouth Africa, kwakaofiwa mabhazi. Saka ngavauye kumba. Vasina kuregistra kuvhota vari kuSouth Africa, ngavauye vazodefenda vhoti, vabatsire kuti kuve nefree and fair election. And tiri kuenda nemateams edu mumaruwa kwese, kumaruwa areas. Kwaita mutinimira wekuti President Chamisa vari kuuya neshanduko iri kudiwa nevanhu nenyaya yematitle deeds avachapiwa, nokuti tinoziva kuti ZANU yava mutongi for 43 years, which is 7 leadership, but ivo varoda kumbunyikidza vanhu vachivatora nemabhazi vachienda kwese kwese kwavari kuita maelection campaign. Kwedu vanhu venzvimbo iyoyo ndo vari kuwanika mumacampaign elections. Tikaenda kuchivi, vanhu vekuchivi havasi vekugokwe. Tikaenda kuvulawayo, vanhu vekuvulawayo havasi vekuHarare. Tikaenda kumazoe, vanhu vekumazoe havasi. Saka izvozvo ndo zviri kuratidza kuti vanhu veZimbabwe, nyangwe vambundikidzwa neZANU, vave ready for President Chamisa.
Toya kwamuri vaZavare, muri kunzwa vaMuringai vari kuti aiwa vanhu vakamirira kutoti sarudzo dzitange mwedzi unouya. Imi pari zvamuri kuita here seZANU-PF kuti muone kuti vanhu venyu vabuda vaende kunovhota? Nekuti taona muri kuti muri kuda 6 million votes, asi pane zvamuri kuita here kuti mukwezve vanhu kuti vazoenda kunovhota?
Okay, I mean, handisi kundwa hangu zviri kutaurwa naamuringai ndoto zvino zvizovathrow imin. But anyway, to answer your question, isusu seZANU-PF tine mastructures are visible from cell to branch, district up to province, are recognizable. Atinoshandisa iwo kuunganidza vanhu. Saka kana mukange tichinzwa tichitaura seZANU-PF kuti tiri kutarisira kuita mavhota akati, tiri kuzvibhesa izvozvo on non-recognized people varimo mumastructures zvedu. Ava vamwe vebato rinopikisa vari kutsvaga kuhwina, dzingoriwo nyaya dzangano dzavanenge vachitaura, nokuti havatombodziva kuti vane masapotas here kana kuti havana, nokuti havana structure yekuti vangagone kuziva kuti ava vanhu vedu ava havazi vanhu vedu. Isusu seZANU-PF tinoziva vanhu vedu kuti ndeava neava neava, on the basis yekuti we are a well structured party. Kwezva kwedu isusu vanhu ndekwekuti zvatiri kuitira nyika yedu zvese munozviziva nezvatakaita. Zimbabwe kubva tichiona independence, the country had one university. Iko zvino we are on 16 plus. Nyika yedu tichiwana isusu upfumi hwese, tipakakaona independence, upfumi hwese hwaiva mumaoko evachena vachena vedu. Isusu tichimbodzire vashandi, hatiite on the means of production, but through ma local empowerment indigenization laws aya, Zimbabwe iko zvino vanhu vatema vemuZimbabwe vakakwanisa kuti vanozviwanira zvinhu zvinovapa pundutso zvekurimisa, vanokwanisa kuita mabhizimisi, vanokwanisa kuzvishandira savanhu vatema, zvakanga zvisingaitike before. Savanhu veZimbabwe vanozviziva izvozvo.
It's a policy, yes, until it's ongoing. Because we know that we have to pay for the resources of mining. We have to pay for the resources of mining. We have to pay for the resources of mining.
Thank you, Mr. Zavare. Vamuringai murukunzwa vazavare. Vati iwo, batorenyu hanzi nekuti hamuna mastructure, munogona kunge muri kufunga kuti mune vanhu imi musina. Munoti ipapo.
Aiwa, iwo veZANU PF ndazwa chitaura hanzi isusu tikutaura ngano. Ndofunga ngano ndimudzo dzatinoona tese for 43 years kuti nyika yanga iri bread basket yeAfrica yese. Ichi exporta beef ku Argentina ne ku Italy, ichi exporta maruwa ku Netherlands every 3 days. Kwanga kune ndege dzainzi dze Afrika. Okay,
makadaro vamuringa iri gaiti tore kola. Hallo mkoma Alec murisei. Ai wataura itinzwe nguva yedu yadyanana muri kunzwa iri mudandaro iyi mungati chii? Network yenyu taura itinzwi. Hello. Koma Alec, our lines today are not really good. So Mr. Mringa, you can carry on. Just give us your roundup. Yes. Taura yenyu vamringai.
Taura tinyaya kuti ngano dzavanga chitaura vazavare ndekuti Zimbabwe is not what it was, and nyaya yacho ndeyekuti kune poverty iri kutyisa kumba uku. Chandingapedzisira kutaura zvinhu zviviri zvekutaura kuti ndinoda kutenda inspector vakaita basa ravo kuZimbabwe Republic Police, nekuti tinoziva kuti moto yeZimbabwe Republic Police inoti pro leg, pro patria, pro populo, chireva izvo for law, for country and for the people. Saka President Chamisa vari kuya vachigadzirisa nyaya dzenyu. Tikaenda kuDefence Forces dzeZimbabwe, takataurwa kunzi hanzi our swords are the shield of the nation. Saka tinovatenda vese nezvavari kuita. Tikutaura kuti President Chamisa pavari kuuya musi wa23 August, vari kuya kuzogadzirisa macivil servants ese, sezvo ivo vanenge vari the number one civil servant.
Thank you so much, Mr. Zavare. Your last word in a few seconds, please.
Isu tiri kuti vana veZimbabwe, zivai musangano wenyu unokupai kundutso, wakakupai rusununguko independence, rwakakuitai kuti mukwanise kuva nezvipatara, rwurikuitai kuti mukwanise kuva nedzidzo, rwakakuitai kuti mukwanise kuva neminda nepekugara pakasiyana-siyana, rwurikukuvakirai madhemu, rwurikukugadzirisirai migwagwa yose kuti inge ichiva zvakanaka. Ndo musangano wenyu weZANU PF uri kutungamirirwa naPresident Emmerson Mnangagwa munangagwa, vanova ndivo vamunofanira kuvhotera kuti varambe vari president, pamwe chete nemaMP eZANU PF nemacouncillors eZANU PF, kuti Zimbabwe ive nedevelopment yatiri kuda tose savana veZimbabwe. Uye ngativhotei tiri murunyararo, ngatimaintainei peace in our election campaign, in our voting and post-election, tichiziva kuti tiri vanhu vamwe chete, vana vemuZimbabwe vanogara pamwe chete, tinoda kuti tinge tangabatana tiri pasi peutungamiri weZANU PF.
Thank you so much. We were hearing there from Azaria Zavare of ZANU PF. Would like to thank him, and would also like to thank Tim Muringai of CCC. And that brings us to the end of our show. Would like to thank our guests and, of course, you, our viewers and listeners at home. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good night and great weekend, Zimbabwe.